This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to the battleground. Indians taking on the St. Mary's Memorial Rough Riders in a big old game here. MAC versus the WBL. St. Mary's is coming in at 13-6. Indians are coming in at 13-7. Had some, several actually common opponents. They play a lot of our MAC teams, and we play a few of their WBL teams, and then a couple other ones here and there. So they seem to be doing pretty well, but they've lost two, three. They were in the top. I think they were rated 13th in the state at one point. They hadn't lost a game through, it looks like, 9 or 10 games. Then St. Henry beat them, and then they beat Defiance. And then since then, they beat Delta St. John. I believe that was last night. But in that in-between there, they lost 5 out of 6 games. So they've been kind of like us, been up and down. And kind of like us, we're, it's getting near the end of the season, and we're going kind of the wrong way. We're not, like, terrible that way, but we need to be going, getting better and better and better, and we're not exactly doing that. We had a number of miscues in the field. We walked some batters over the last few games. Just a lot of things haven't gone exactly how we wanted them to. So other games today. Actually, Delta St. John's has 6 MAC games. Tomorrow will be our 9th, but they are playing. So Delphus has 3 straight days, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, where they will be playing their MAC games. Today they're at Coldwater, tomorrow here, and Thursday Versailles will travel up to Delphus up there. So at one point Delphus was 3 wins, no losses, and since then they're 1 win and 2 losses in the MAC. So they've kind of dropped out of contention. It was Coldwater, Fort Recovery, and Delphus all with no losses. And so Coldwater beat us, and Delphus lost that same day. So Coldwater was on top by themselves. St. Henry has 2 losses. Coldwater just lost the other day to, can't remember who it was.
Minster.
Minster, that's right. And, you know, Minster and Versailles are two of those teams that you don't know how they're going to be. They have great programs, and they're down, but they are dangerous. So you never know who's going to do that. So,
well, what happens is it goes back to our St. Henry game, Spencey, and how crucial that night was for us, because
yes,
not knowing that Coldwater was going to get beat. Now, St. Henry is 1 win away from being a co-champion in the MAC.
Yep.
So it was more than just a loss the other night. It kind of took us out of that race.
Yep. And you know, it is, I guess, possible that Coldwater could lose 2 more, and so us in St. Henry and Coldwater could all be 6-3. But
highly unlikely.
Yes, yeah, very unlikely, but it is slight possible. So, but I think our goal, one of our goals, was to finish in the top of the MAC. Now we still have to come through and beat Delphus tomorrow night, but.
It's a big game. We got to show them that we can win these ball games.
Absolutely.
And
show ourselves that we can win
this.
Yep. Now, we did get probably the best draw anybody could possibly get in the tournament. On Sunday afternoon, as soon as they drew, we were sectional champions. So our first game is a district semifinal. So, a lot of things don't make sense. So we were number 1 seed. So one thing that has changed a week from last night, so Monday night, or is this Monday?
Today's
lost
Tuesday.
I'm all confused. So Tuesday night, next week, we were playing Newton on Tuesday. It's going to be Monday now. That'll be at Newton. So that has changed. And so our tournament draws, girls, they're going to play Thursday at Houston against Houston, and that'll be 5 o'clock. And that's a sectional final. And then if they would win, they would play the following Tuesday. Probably, they would play against Springfield Northeastern that got a bye. Not sure where that would be. And that would also be 5 o'clock. That would be next Tuesday. If they would win that, they'd play on Thursday. Indians, most of the other teams are playing next Wednesday night. We don't play till the 27th. So another week later is going to be our first baseball tournament game.
And we'll probably pick a game up in between there somewhere. You know,
I'm sure we'll pick up several.
Somewhere.
Yep. Yeah. Well, they, because I think, well, that's... So that's 23 games we have on our schedule. We're allowed to do 26, and so we'll probably have several other games whenever we can, or at least some sort of interesting scrimmage that probably would be a game if we were allowed to call it one. But
maybe so.
So if we would play next Wednesday. If we win, we would play that Friday in the district final.
And that's at Newton?
It's to be announced.
We don't know.
Probably, which is one of the reasons we decided to play Newton this year. This is our boys' drawing. It just it tells you when, but those can change also, depending on if one of the teams has a girl and girls and boys teams playing at the same time. So there's a lot of stuff in there. This is the girls' draw, but that's pretty. Cut and dried for right now. Coming up tomorrow, Duffus at senior night. That'll start at 5:30, and that'll be followed here in the press box by Sports Talk. And Bubba and Fee will be talking with the seniors, and then we'll go back to the studio with Insight and the Jubilee Committee. Friday we'll host Arcanum. And then next week, we'll play Newton on Monday, and Wednesday will be at Jay County. So that's kind of what we have coming up. Fee, let me give you the headset, and you can. I got through all the little stuff that you guys had to look through and study, but I'll get you that, and you guys can chit-chat about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you guys had a tough game there on Saturday, and Spencey went and did the game against Crestview.
Yep.
And when I turned it on, it was 5-3. Fort Recovery was ahead, and then kind of got busy and lost track of it and didn't realize until later on that we had ended up getting beat. So tough loss there to go to Crestview and lose against those guys, Fee. You know, tonight, these Rough Riders are going to come in here ready to play baseball.
Yeah, they always have a pretty good team. Seems like every year we play them at the end of the year, and it's always a tough game.
Yeah, I know, you know.
That was last night's game there.
Looks like we're going to start tonight on the mound for the Indians is going to be Big Luke Forkamp. And tomorrow night probably saving Garks for Delphus, I would assume.
I would assume, probably, yeah.
So they're just trying to get their ducks in a row. And then we've got a little break here. You know, Friday night we have a game at home against Arcanum, who is a ranked baseball team, I believe, right?
Yeah, I believe.
So,
yeah, we got a
good ball.
I seen last night they St. Mary's beat Delphus St. John's 6-2.
Is that right?
Yep. Well, they got a good team.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They're out there taking infield. We're getting close to getting ready for little bit of action. We'll take a quick break. We'll come out back and we'll go through the lineups.
Sounds like a winner.
Just a bit.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar & Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar & Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalb Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalbpharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalb Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
We're back here, Cappy.
We're back here getting ready for the St. Mary's Rough Riders.
Tuesday night, St. Mary's Rough Riders.
St. Mary's Rough Riders out there doing a prayer in the right field corner. Leading off for the Rough Riders is going to be Dylan Fink. He's a junior. He'll be at the shortstop position. Batting second will be Reese Howe. He'll be on the mound tonight for the Rough Riders. Don't know much about him. Batting third will be Casey Gross. He's a senior. He'll be at third base. Batting fourth will be Preston Rupert. He'll be at first base tonight. Aiden Meinerding will be batting fifth, and he'll be out in left field. Luke Ram will be batting sixth, and he'll be behind the plate catching. Jackson Green, a sophomore, he'll be out in right field batting seventh. Blake Dingledine will be out in center field. He'll be batting eighth. And Caleb Rohrbach will be batting ninth, and he'll be at second base. That's the starting lineups for the St. Mary's Rough Riders.
Coming in with a record of 13-6 and 5-2 in the WBL.
Pretty solid, yeah.
Solid ball club, yeah.
Absolutely. For the Indians, going to be Reese Wendell, Colson Post, and Luke Forkamp. First three batters for them, followed by Alex Garkey, Grant Forkamp, and Brody Hart. Caden Homan, Garrett Diller, and Hayden Seifring will be the next three batters. Looks like we're going to have Luke Forkamp starting on the mound tonight for the Indians. We'll see how that goes for the young man. Last time we had him,
pretty good.
He wasn't too bad.
He pitched a no-hitter. Pretty good.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll take another one. That'd be perfect.
See if he can pull that off against the WBL team. That's going to be pretty tough.
That would be a little tough.
Looks like the manager's out there going over things with the umpires, and everybody knows the lineups. We're getting ready for the national anthem and introductions of the baseball teams.
Yep.
So we'll take a break. We'll be back after the national anthem and all that's going, and we'll be ready for first pitch right after this.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at fowlermechanical.com. Thanks to Fowler Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls have been a part of the community for 85 years, offering appliance service and support across the area. They carry GE and Hotpoint appliances, along with electronics from Radio Shack. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe. Hey. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Saisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe Store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Back here at the Lefevre Complex, getting ready for the top of the first inning. Rough Riders are going to come to plate with Dylan Fink, Reese Howell, and Casey Gross, first three guys. Yep. Spencey says that the Gross boy is first cousins with Alex Garkey.
Oh, yeah.
His mom was a Garkey, yeah.
I'll be darned.
News to me.
As
he could be pulling our leg again. Like
could be.
Does.
We never know.
Field looking good out there. Ready
does
for
look
some baseball.
Nice. Blown straight out again.
Yep, beautiful day. Finally got some nice temperature, 75 degrees.
Yep, it is pretty.
Tomorrow's supposed to be windy.
Windy tomorrow again?
Yep, yep.
That figures.
Who all played golf today? You and Bubs?
No.
Yeah.
Jack and Chuck.
You and Jack and Chuck.
They had their drawing on Tony.
Yep, yep.
They always just everybody puts anywhere wants to play. They got 16 guys.
What's everybody throwing? $10 or something?
Throwing $10. Okay. I won.
Cashed?
Yeah, we can. Number one.
And you played.
And I was horrible. I know how to pick a team, though, baby. I
that
picked a good
is what
one.
We're talking about. All right, looks like the boys are getting ready here. Reese Lefevre down at third base tonight. He is DH for Hayden. Who did I say?
Garrett Diller
is going to be DH tonight for Reese.
Yeah.
Down at third, played a good third against Say Henry the other night. Hopefully he does the same.
Yep.
All right, Dylan Fink stepping in here. Feed number 11, shortstop.
Fink.
Against Big Luke of Fort Camp. Caden Homan over at first base tonight. Platooning over there. And here comes pitch number one. There's a strike. That baby's right across the old plate for strike one.
Rough Riders are coached by Mr. Adam Graves. His assistant coaches, Jeff Hughes and Mason Gross. Sean Gee. Oh, he's got a bunch of them. Isaac Fitzgerald, Ryan Buck, Justin Gilmore, and Jacob Little.
That many coaches?
He got a bunch of coaches
out there.
That was
outside, ball one. Here comes a 1-1. Curveball.
Ooh, looked pretty good.
Yeah, he kind of leaned into it. Thought maybe he'd get a little hip bone shot on him.
Get a little shot on him, but he didn't.
Backed out. Two balls and a strike. Swing.
Good pitch.
Miss right there. Evens the count at twos. Well, the Reds have won a couple here in a row now. Now they're kind of getting my interest back.
Yep, let's go back at it again.
Tonight we got the Washington coming to town, I think. That one's going to be in the dirt for ball three.
That one's a bouncer.
Three balls, two strikes.
I'm going down Thursday.
You're going to head down on Thursday?
Yes,
man.
Yep. Bobby and Billy and Acher.
Well, that'll be an absolute hoot.
Should be fun, yeah.
Here comes the 3-2. That's high, ball four.
I haven't been to a Reds game in probably 5 years. Been a while.
Well, it can be awfully a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That can be really bad, too. You get really mad.
Make a big expense. Popcorn in the house.
First base on ball is given up by Luke to the leadoff guy. That brings up Reese Howell to the plate. Counterpart for the big fella. Quick throw down to first. Brady didn't get his feet set on that one.
No, he didn't have much on that one, did he?
Nope.
Kind of floated down there. Gave him plenty of time to get back.
Come on, look at me in and out here. Come on, kid. It's a good strike in there across the plate. Here comes a pitch showing Bunt's going to get past Brady Tipper off of the bat, and that's going to be strike one. Evens the count at once. Reese playing in on third. I think he's going to try Bunt one more time.
I would think he got one more time.
Showing Bunt pulls back.
Throw down.
There's a quick throw down to first, and he's back in time.
Mater back.
I'm going to look at any strikes here, kid.
No, I'm a strike. Let him bunt it.
Two balls and a strike. Number two hitter. Runner at first. Top of the first. Nobody out.
Pretty big lead down there at first.
There he goes.
He's gone.
Brady with a gun down, and it's going out to center field. Reese right there to pick it up. Runner stays at second.
Good
stolen
hustle.
Base.
Stolen base. I think it was a strike. Two balls, two strikes.
I figured it even the count.
2-2.
All right, now the runner's in scoring position.
Brady going to pop out there and talk to his pitcher. Get on the same page here.
Yeah. Going over their first signal, I think. A runner down there at second base.
Yeah, don't let him steal your sign. Although, if you got that electrical things, I don't know how they'd steal them in, yeah.
I don't think he does, so I think...
So he could possibly see it.
Yeah. All right, look, let's get a strike out here. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. It's a curveball.
Ooh, my.
Staying inside.
Close.
Makes it 3-2. First two batters go full count on him.
Yep. Get him. Make contact here. Pop him up here a little bit. Ground ball, do something.
That one's hit well out towards right center. Looks like Reese is coming over. He's going to make a play in the old bread basket for out number.
Attaboy, attaboy. That's first out.
And we pick up our first out of the game. That brings up Casey Gross to the plate. New batter comes up, tells the young man what he thinks he saw there, giving away his pitches, man.
Seen some pitches.
Gross.
Gross steps in with Preston Rupert on deck. So I got a runner at second base.
Thank you.
Here comes a pitch.
Popped up.
Swung on, and that's a mile high. Gark's going back.
Gark.
And Hayden Seifrin comes in and he makes the play.
Oh, good throw, good throw.
So Hayden comes in and calls off Gark's at the last second. That was one of them that could have fell.
Absolutely.
And just good.
He got down there pretty far.
Yeah,
we caught
great
it.
Great job right there. And by Hayden Seifrin picks up out number two, and that brings up the cleanup hitter and Preston Rupert.
Well, let's get this young man.
Yeah, stand him out there a second. That would be a good start. Oh,
butt cheek.
Going to hit him on the old back of the rump. So curveball stays way inside.
Way inside. We got a couple of Big Mac games today. Double St. John's is at Coldwater and St. Henry at Versailles.
You know, Delphus beats Coldwater. I'm just going to puke.
Yeah, no, that's going to make us really mad.
The Sander game was huge.
Yep.
After Minster knocks Coldwater off in extras, you got to win them.
Popped
that one
up.
Swung on, and that's going to be slicing out of play over towards the old Joe Bruins golfing section.
The old putting.
Mark Reisner coming off. He's going to get the old ball for him. Hayden Minerding, the batter here, runners at first and second. Two outs here. Just need to get an out. Any base. That one's a little low and
outside. A little
outside.
Low. Not bad. Not bad.
Makes it one ball, one strike.
Hit cool. him in the butt cheek.
That one comes inside. Now he thumps back-to-back guys. So we're giving them three extra outs that we don't need to do here, boys.
No.
And that loads him up, puts Fink over to third. Rupert to second with a sore butt. Aiden Minerding down at first with a sore hip.
Pinballing off everybody.
Yeah. Now hey, we're out of base.
All we got to do is get a pop up and we're out of this inning.
Yeah. Still.
Come on, Big Mella. Come on, Lukey.
There's a strike. Pitch right across the plate
better.
For a strike. That's what we want to see. Get on top of these boys here. Make them hit it. Here comes the pitch. Going to sneak past Brady, and it's going to be a play. Brady's going to come in. Nope. And that's going to squirt away, and that's going to be the first run. So a pass ball. Scores Dylan Fink from third base for the first run of the game.
No hits.
That's exactly right. No hits.
Boy, you can't. Walk one, hit two.
Now you give up a base hit, and they score three runs on one hit.
And a wild pitch.
Settle down out there, Sevens.
Yep.
Come on.
Got to make them hit.
That one swung on, and that's back to the screen for strike two. So he gets way out in front here. Let's keep them runners at second, third.
Absolutely. Keep this thing in a one-run game.
Swing and a miss. Got him right there. Nice job by Brady hanging on to that. And we got a half an inning in. They score one run. They strand two. No hits. We'll
no
go to
hits.
The bottom of the first. Indians trail by one.
Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery team sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com, and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
We're back here at the Battlegrounds here in Fort Recovery. Popcorn's good.
It always is.
Very good job down there in the old concession stand.
It's kind of melts right in your mouth.
Delicious. Indians going to start it out with Reese Wendell, Colson Post, and Luke Fortkamp. Try to tie this thing back up. We're down one. St. Mary's Rough Riders get one run in the top of the first. Indians going to try to answer back right here.
Yeah, pretty hard little hurdler out there on the mound, number four.
Yeah, it's got some speed.
Reese Howe.
All right. Looks like the boys are taking their positions, ready to go. We're about ready to roll.
Leading off of the Indians, the center fielder, number 99, Reese Wendell.
Yeah, it's a good time here to turn the old switch and start cranking up here for
tournament. Yep, ready for the old tournament run. There's a pitch to Reese, a little low and outside, ball one. Looks like we get May 14th. We'll play the winner of Houston.
May 20.
Oh, they moved it. Oh, that might
be softball.
What the heck
is that? That might be softball.
That's softball, yeah. Softball, that's it. That's this week, Thursday. They're playing at Houston.
We play the winner of Houston and
Triad. That sounds right.
Yeah, we'll play on 5
Four
p.m.
balls.
On May the 27th.
Reese Wendell's on with a base on ball.
There we go.
Brings Colson Post to the plate.
The second baseman, number one, Colson Post.
Senior night tomorrow night, Pete.
Senior night tomorrow night, yep. Get Bobby up here and maybe interview the kids after.
Yeah, I might have Bobby just do the whole game.
Yeah, he can do that.
If he's available.
Yep, we'll see if he's out there. I know his grandboys play it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I think. So he probably should be open.
Open on Wednesdays?
Maybe. There's a strike. One ball, one strike to Colson Post.
Post, you waiting on that first strike since he walked.
Yep.
Recent four pitches.
Said you better throw me one. Ball high and in. Two balls and a strike. Indian second baseman tonight. Colson's playing second. Throw to first, not in time. Back easy.
Well, if they scouted us, they know that Reese is going to probably take off.
He likes to run. And he gone. Double bump. Couldn't get her out of the,
catcher's mitt. And if you got
Reese
double,
moved down to
double clutch
base.
Against Reese, you got himself safe base.
You ain't going to get him. Unless you got a howitzer for an arm. He's down second base. Nobody out. Two balls, two strikes. It was a strike call.
All right, base knock here. Come on, kid.
Colson, drive him in here. Get you an RBI. Popped up. Third baseman says he's got it, and he does. I got to wake up here. We got a base on ball, stolen base. Colson just pop out.
Third baseman?
To the third baseman for the first time. That brings Luke Fortkamp, the pitcher, to the plate. Got to help himself here.
Yep. He knows that's his round crossing the board.
So I'll get him one back right here. Ground ball right to first. First will take it unassisted for the second out of the inning, but Reese does move up to third.
All right, Alex. Let's drive him
that
in here.
That brings Alex Gerke to the plate, the shortstop. For the Indians.
Alex Gerke.
Well, we need a base hit here.
Yeah. Find a little grass out there. Let's score this round, even this game up. Go from there.
That'd be nice. Strike call.
I'm going to shout out to Spencey. I know he's listening to us. Mm-hmm. We need more corn.
Popcorn's going down good, real good.
Mayor's hungry.
Ball high. Pop foul back.
Mm-hmm. All right, Garrett, got to protect here. Two strikes on you. Come on now.
We need a hit here, big 4-4. What do you say, buddy? Reese way down the line. There's a line drive. Stay fair.
Oh,
nope. Down ball. He hit it hard down the third base line. But a little ahead of it.
Yeah, a little early on that swing and hit everything he had on it, too.
Yep. Swing and a miss.
Good speed right there by the pitcher. And
Indians get no runs on no hits. One man left on base after one complete. Rough Riders 1, Indians nothing.
Tonight's hometown huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC-LP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery, or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for five generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP comes from Pub 49 Bar & Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or...
St. Mary's, the right fielder, number 6.
All right, back here in Fort Recovery, getting ready for the top of the second inning.
Top
going to be Jackson Green, Blake Bingledine, and Caleb Rohrback. First three batters, 7-8-9. First
call.
Pitch in there for a strike. Not a boy.
Like that.
Swing and a miss right there. Strike two.
It's a way to get ahead.
Yeah, look, I feel like he's got more velocity tonight than he did that night.
The other night with the
no-hitter.
No-hitter,
yeah.
Yeah.
Here comes the 0-2.
Oh, got him.
Got him right there. Curveball. Strikeout number two.
Gotta like that.
Yeah, nice job right there by Luke. Brings up Blake Dingledine to the plate.
With one off the center.
Number one on his back.
Number one.
Center fielder for the Rough Riders. Luke coming in with his first offering to him.
Good pitch.
And a strike on the outside edge. Nice job right there, young man. That's much better than that
much
first inning.
That 3-2.
Looking
crap.
Sharp. Looking sharp. That one swung on. Foul ball. Right up in the old... He caught it.
Did you see the major leaguer with the line drive that went in his shirt?
I did see that.
That was a classic. Yeah, he's pointing to his shirt. He's out. I got him.
What was the final call there?
I don't know. I think it was he's out.
Yeah, never hit the
never
ground.
Hit the ground, and he had it pinned there.
Yeah.
That was a weird play.
That's a ground ball.
That hard.
Between second and third. Shortstop and third baseman, and that's going to be the game's first base hit.
Yep.
So Blake Dingledine reaches first base with the first hit of the game
for
either
hard.
Side. Right in the old hole. Short and third.
Yep. Hit them where they ain't. Reese playing the bunt, coming in hard at third.
Roar ball, your batter now. Runner at first. Caden holding him on. That one's high for a ball. Wait.
One out. They may not be bunting.
Maybe not. Nine hole hitter.
He's a left.
Roll back to the top here. There is a
Ooh,
ground ball
nice.
Right back,
play
and that's going to be over to Alex for one and over to first.
Dang.
Out number two.
Nice job.
Nice double play right there. The old 1-6-3. And that's going to end the inning.
Nice quick
three up, three down.
Luke.
Nice job by Luke. Nice play catching that ball right back at him. Nice turn by Alex. And we got 1.5 in the books. Indians trail by one. 1-0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs, plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
We're back here in Fort Recovery. Grant Fortkamp's going to lead it off for the innings here in the bottom of the second. Indians trail 1-0. St. Mary's leading. Ball out. One ball, one strike.
He gave up on that curveball pretty early. He backed out of that baby, and it came pretty close to hitting that strike zone.
Yeah. I think those are pretty hard. Shot down the third baseline, way foul. Strike two on Grant. Grant's been hitting the ball pretty good. Hit the ball pretty good over St. Henry.
Yeah.
Made contact. Whoa, that one got away from him.
Curveball up and over everybody.
Two
did.
Balls, two strikes. Bottom of two. Beautiful day out today.
Yes, it is.
Time called by Grant. Took a little too long there. Two balls, two strikes to Grant. Fouls are back.
Just keeps hanging.
He's
just
hanging
keeps
in
hanging.
There. He's
Come
hanging
on.
In there. I like that. Let's wear this pitcher out a little bit.
Good call.
Winding the pitch. Another fly ball down the old third baseline.
Nice at bat right here. That's three of them. He's popped out of the old play.
Yep. Good at bat. Good leadoff hitter here. Now just win the battle here for the base hit.
Yeah, and that's the truth. Do your job here. Get on base.
Fouled her back. Grant having a great at bat.
Yeah, that's as nice as he's up there and he's just patiently waiting for his pitch, fouling off the crap. Good.
Ball low. Three balls, two strikes on the Indian right fielder, Grand Fortkin. Brody Hart on deck, followed by Caden Homan. Popped up. I think he's going to run out of room again down the old third base line.
That's
and it
five
is
of
foul. It's a 10 pitcher.
That's a, yeah, that's a great at bat.
Great at bat. Boy, you get a little line drive, that'd really be big.
Deflating for that pitcher.
Or walking. Throw in the dirt here.
Yeah.
We don't care. Anyway, Grant, come on, baby.
Nicely done. Ball
her four. Ball in the dirt. Nice at bat by Grant Fortkamp. Takes ball four.
I can just tell that pitcher was mad when he threw that in there for a ball. He worked his butt off trying to get him.
He worked hard to get him, and he did not get him.
Heck of a battle right there.
Yep. That's the way to foul him off.
Attention, number 55.
Well, Brody, I think you got to get him second here, young man. We got to tie this thing
up. Yeah, I think so, too. I think that might be what Coach just told him. Let's get a bunt down here, maybe.
Watch pitcher over there, Grant.
Ball low. Did not square.
No, he didn't.
Might send him.
Catcher Grant's kinda, got some speed.
Catcher double pumped against Reese Wendell. Had no chance of getting him. There's a line drive hit pretty hard right at the left fielder. Made a nice play on it.
Boy, hit her on the screws.
Boy, he did right at him. Didn't have to go very many steps. Fly out to seven. One away in the inning. That brings Caden Homan to the plate. Caden had a couple hits there at Crestview the other night.
Yeah, he drove in two, I know, in the third inning to make it 5-3.
Hopefully, continued today. That gets by the catcher. Grant's going to head on down to second base.
You got her.
Well done. Now you can drive him in. Caden, tie this thing up. Boy, Brody hit that thing hard right at that left fielder.
Yeah, he didn't have to make three, four steps.
No, he didn't move much at all. Just kind of hoping that one get in the gap. Strike. One ball, one strike.
All right, 10, here you go now.
Indian first baseman, Caden Homan. One of the 11 seniors on the team this year. Ground
get
ball
three there.
Through
there
a base hit into left field. I don't think he's going to be able to score him, though. He's going to hold him up right there. Nice piece of hitting by Caden and Homan.
Well, it was good running by Grant, too. You know, he didn't want to commit going to
get
third.
Might get thrown out.
Might get thrown out of third. So
did a nice job.
Yep. Nice job by Grant. He had to wait a little bit, make sure that ball was going to reach the grass, and then he headed over to third, and it was.
Yes, he did. Indians got that's their first hit.
First hit of the game by Caden Homan. Runners are first and third. That's big. Come on now.
We got Garrett Diller, the DH tonight. Give me a little ground ball right side here. Garrett will get a run in. Got him on the corners. Can't imagine he ain't
taking off.
Caden taking off, but never know. Strike one. Hey, roll it. Garrett Diller, the hitter.
Come on, 19. How about a little piece of grass out there score this run?
Let's get a run in here. Throw over to first. Caden back. Two steps to get back. He's not exactly got a huge lead over there by any means.
It's 5 feet.
Ooh, way out in front of that one. Garrett was going to deposit that one over the fence with that swing. Got two strikes on him now. Got to protect. Got to put this thing in play.
Put it in
get
play.
A run in.
Exactly. Put it in play. Make something happen.
A swing and a miss. Strike three. Well, let's see. That's a case swinging for the second out of the inning, and that's going to bring Hayden Seifring to the plate. Need a big two-out hit here.
Hayden's had some big hits throughout the season so far.
He has had some big hits, yep. Been at the bottom of the order. Bottom of the order's been pretty solid.
Yeah, can't complain about that. Let's see how he does here tonight against the Rough Riders.
Popped her back foul over the screen. No balls and a strike. Two away here in the bottom of the two. Indians trail 1-0. Got the tying run down to third base. We're trying to get him home here. Strike two. Ooh,
good pitch.
Lost speed there.
Broke right Charlie. On.
Yes, sir. There goes the runner. Pop foul. Gaten might have had that one. He got a pretty good jump.
Yeah, and I think he was trying to make something happen there.
Yep.
Just see what happens.
I think, too.
See if they're going to throw it down the second.
No balls, two strikes. Hayden Seifring, your hitter. Strike out swinging. In the inning, the Indians get no runs on one hit after two complete. Indians trail 1-0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Mm-hmm. All right, back at the battlegrounds for top of the third inning. We're going to roll back to the top to Dylan Fink, Reese Howe, and Casey Gross, first three batters. Fink walked his first time up, came around to score the game's only run.
Scored the only run, didn't he? Both teams with one hit.
That one swung on and fouled back to the softball diamond.
Speaking of softball, I think Thursday, May 14th, they play their first tournament game versus Houston. At Houston, 5 o'clock start. Get a big crowd down there and watch the girl.
That one swung on. That's going to be scooped up by Reese. Reese comes up, fires over
nice
to Caden Owen, and that's going to be out number one.
Threw that in the dirt there a little bit. Got to go ahead and let her fly, Reese.
Nice scoop. Came in, charged it, got a good hop on her.
Yep, did everything correct. Except put the throw right in his chest.
Threw her a little low, but Caden was able
Caden's
to scoop
right.
her up.
He's got the scooper.
Out number one. Nice job, boys. That brings up Reese Howe. Reese flew out to Reese Wendell his first time up.
A little tight there.
Brought a little chin music in.
He did bring a little there. Packed him off the plate a little bit.
Give me some space, he's saying. Comes a 1-0. That one swung
line
on, and that's a line shot over Woo. Reese's head. And that's going to be a one-out single.
He hit that one hard, right over Reese's head. He had no chance of getting that one.
Nope, that baby was stung. Second hit of the game puts a runner at first base here now for the Rough Riders. That brings up Casey Gross. Casey flew out to Hayden Seifring. On a tough, nice play by Hayden his first time up.
Yes, he did.
Got out there in no man's land, and he had
a
charge.
A lot of ground.
Put her in the old back pocket for out number two.
Just a little high.
Spence, he brought us more popcorn.
More
God
seeds.
Love that guy.
Seeds are going down good today.
And if we didn't have such good popcorn, we wouldn't eat so much.
That's right.
But we got great popcorn. Now we got water. Look at this guy. How you been, Biggin? We got Isaac's big brother here. He done for school? Huh?
That is Isaac.
Oh, yeah, Reese. It is Isaac.
Reese's big brother. There you go.
That's good stuff. Isaac, are you done with school for the year? Cool.
Good stuff. Doing a great
doing
job.
Doing a fantastic job making the seeds, my friend.
Ah, don't aim it. Throw it. Come on now.
Yeah, he tried to. It was kind of goofy. He was trying to call timeout, and I think Luke saw that, but he went ahead with his delivery. Yeah. Two balls and a strike now. Preston Rupert on deck.
Let's get him out of here.
A little outside. Makes it 3-1. Come on, Luke. Settle down here, kid. Riders got one in the first inning. Is looking for their first run yet in this ball game.
There we
Jam
go.
Shot. And that's going to be over to Colson Post. Posty picks it up. That's going to be out number two. That's what we needed. Little P4 in the book for out number two. Keep that runner at first base. Brings up Preston Rupert. Rupert got thumped in the rump first time up.
Yep.
Takes a big cut at that one. Fouls it back to the screen for strike one.
Don't forget everybody tomorrow night. Senior night. Delphi St. John's is coming in. We're going to make that game up.
Hopefully supposed to be a windy day, but I don't think it's supposed to rain.
I don't think so either. I think we're all right.
Ooh, nice pitch right there.
He took a little off that one.
Yeah, he had him way out in front. That a boy. Come on now, Loogie. Keep that runner at first base.
Yep.
Way out in front of this batter, 0-2.
Turnbull.
Nice job right there. First strikeout looking for Luke. Nice pitch right there, young man. Strand's a runner at first base. They get one hit. Strand one. We got 2.5 in the books. Indians trail, 1-0.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.hybid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
We're back here at the Battlegrounds. The Fever Complex. Indians are going back to the top of the order, I believe. Reese Wendell, Colson Post, and Luke Fortcamp.
Need a run here. Pete, come on now.
Yep, we got to get him going here.
Leading off for the Indians, the center fielder.
Come on, Nines.
Reese Wendell.
He got on his first time with a base on balls. Got all the way to third, but we couldn't quite get him home. We've had two runners at third base, but just couldn't get either one home. This is the inning right here.
Mm-hmm.
Ball out.
Hard to believe, Isaac. No fever. Got 3 years of college in already.
Got three in already. That's unbelievable.
Golly.
Swing and a miss.
Good cut right there by Nines.
That was a good swing. Strike called. Reese said it was close. Reese should be tapping his head right now if he's in the majors.
Yeah.
That was close. Ball high, 2-2.
So now I've noticed if I'm watching the Reds, they actually have those challenges lit up kind of like timeouts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't notice that till watching a little bit the other night.
Strike foul. Reese stays alive here. Two balls, two strikes. Wish a happy anniversary to my son, Cody, and his beautiful bride, Kelsey.
Well, happy A.
I don't know how many it is. Six.
Well, I remembered the wedding reception at Portland.
2018.
8 years.
Eight. Hard to believe.
That is hard to believe.
That is unbelievable.
Well, he's got a baby in preschool. You went to the, right? Or the kindergarten.
Kindergarten, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Grandma's watching their kids so they can go out tonight. Grandma probably ain't happy with Grandpa.
Hey, you want to go up town with me?
I may have to go to you today.
Maybe if Kim's listening. See if she's listening.
Yeah, we'll find out. My phone dings. Get your butt home. That ball's hit pretty well. Way
come
back.
On,
way back.
Come
left
on,
fielder
baby.
Looking up. Gone.
Hello.
That's a home run. We're tied up.
How about that for a 3-2 offering? Taking it over the
boy,
fence.
Reese. That was a good at bat here. He battled a couple foul balls off and then got that sweet pitch down the middle and hit it a mile.
That's pretty.
That was a nice one.
We've seen a lot of big flies this year.
It's got to be the most flies we've had. Big flies in this year, I guarantee you.
That'll get the old juices flowing.
Yeah, now we got the boys fired up. That'll bring Colson Post to the plate. Big ol' HR. I did it.
Second baseman, number one, Colson Post.
HR there. Big ol' home run.
Boy, Post, if you can lay one down the old third base line.
Oh, you can run forever.
You can skip the first.
Yep. You get there easy. Molo. Two balls, no strikes. Indian second baseman, Colson Post. Colson popped out to the third baseman his first time up. Takes a strike at the knees right there. Makes it two balls and a strike. Popped up. Third down the first baseline. Could be a tough play here.
That was a great play.
He did catch it. That was a great play
that
by the first baseman.
Great play.
Kind of dove at the last second.
Over the shoulder and jumping.
It was something.
That was a good play by that first
Colson
baseman.
Got robbed on that one a little bit. I don't know if it had been fair or foul. It looked like it might have been foul.
Yeah, kind of in the dirt. I think it was foul, but.
He made a heck of a play on it. Big Luke Fort Camp coming up.
With all the people going after it, I thought he had
the least chance of getting that thing. Yeah. Popped up.
We are hitting some sky balls.
We are hitting sky balls. Third baseman's back, and he's got it. That's a fly to number five. Two away in the inning. That brings Alex Garkey to the plate. They got Alex swinging on the first pitch, our first at bat. Struck him out. To end the inning.
The shortstop, number 44, Alex Garkey.
Come on, Alex. Let's do something here with two outs. Both teams with one run, both teams with two hits. Been a pretty good ball game so far.
Yeah, solid game. Everybody reaching for the stars there after Reese takes one over the fence. The next two guys popped her up.
There's a ground ball to short. Shortstop's got it. Flips her over to first, and he's got him by a step. In the inning, the Indians get one run on one big hit, a home run by Reese Wendell. Leave nobody on base. After three complete, we're all tied up at one.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Is that possible?
All right, we're back here at the old battlegrounds getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. Going to be 5-6-7. Never mind, flip the book over. Still 5-6-7. Aiden Meinerding, Luke Rammel, and Jackson Green, first three batters. It's no Lukey Fort Camp. Now he's got it all knotted up at once. Bring up a little. First pitch in the dirt down there. Pretty scoops you up. Ball one. Whew. Hot shot up the there middle off the tip of Luke's glove.
He about got it.
Yeah, he did. He touched it. Leadoff single by Aiden Meinerding brings up Luke Rammel. Third hit of the game now for the Rough Riders.
Number eight, Luke Rammel.
Showing bunt, and that's going to be a nice bunt down the first baseline. Luke comes up, fires over to Caden for out number one.
All right.
But nicely done on the sacrifice right there by Luke Rammel. He gets his job done, takes her over to second base, and that's going to go down 1-3 in the book for out number one, and that brings up Jackson Green, who struck out swinging his last time up.
With one on one out the right fielder, number six, Jackson Green.
Ground ball over to Reese. Reese looks.
Oh, you got him. Oh, bad throw.
Oh, now he throws it over him. That's going to bring the runner over to third.
Reese makes a good throw. He's got him.
Yeah, Reese
had it in a peckle, but
he took a shot off, and Reese says he's kind of looking him back, and then he decides
he just didn't move.
I think I can get him.
Yeah.
And then he throws one past Posty, and that's going to leave the runners over it. Now first and third. So Meyerding comes to first. Jackson Green reaches on a fielder's choice. That puts runners at first and third. One out. And Blake Dingledine, your batter.
Dingledine had a big hit first time up.
Dingledine had a base hit.
How about a ground ball to short? Over to second, on to first.
Mm-hmm. See if we can roll
there
two.
Goes
there goes the runner. That's a high pitch. That's going to be rocketed down to second. He's going to be there.
Oh, he's safe. Puts him on second and third.
It's a green hit down to second. Dingledine now with a chance to
could use
drive
a
in a couple
out
of
here,
runs.
Luke.
Freddie had a good pitch to throw down to second, and he actually hit the grass, and it really killed
yep,
it. Yeah,
killed it fast. He might have had him.
Yeah, he might have had
it. Infield in.
The pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Runners at second and third. Everybody playing in here. Reese is in. Garks is in. Colson's in. Caden's in. Everybody in the grass here.
Looking at him. Looking back and...
Ooh, that looked pretty good right there. That looked like it was a dandy, and that's going to be outside for ball three.
Hmm. Three balls, no strikes. Got to battle back here, Luke.
There's a strike. Nice job right there, 7-7.
There's one.
Got to throw another one. Save your spot.
Keep climbing that ladder one more time.
Don't give him a freebie here.
Nope. Strike two. Foul back.
That curveball and fouls her back to the screen. Now he evens the count. Gets a count back to full here.
Count.
3-2.
Come on now. Get him yourself here, Luke. That'd be big.
Comes a full count pitch. That's swung on, and that's going to be a base knock. That's going to score one for sure. Hayden's going to fire at home, and they're going to hold the runner at third base. So a base hit by Dingledine, who's 2-for-2 in this ball game. He drives in Aiden Minerney. Makes it 2-1.
Got him at the corners again.
Jackson Green, he's down at second base here, or third base now. First and third again. One out, runner across the plate, 2-1. Rough Riders in the front.
The second baseman, number 7, Caleb Warbaugh.
That one's hit well out towards left field. Hayden looks like he's got a bead on it, and it's going to be caught. And that's going to give him plenty of time to tag out. Both runners tag.
Another run.
And over to second. Jackson Green across the plate. So a long sacrifice right there by Caleb Rohrbach. Gives him an RBI, and that's going to be out number 2.
Two down. Let's get third out here and get out of this inning.
Shortstop number 11, Dylan Fink.
No more damage.
Yep, now we got to stop the bleeding here. Two runs across the plate here in the top of the fourth makes it 3-1. Rocket foul down the third baseline.
Right by the coach.
Two runs on two hits so far in this inning. Dingledine out of third. We're back to the top here.
There's a good pitch.
Dylan Fink gets in front. 0-1. Should be 0-2. Yeah, 0-2. There we go.
0-2.
All right, look, give him some junk here. Pull the old string on one. He tries.
Dirt.
A little bit low. Brady can't find it super good, and that's going to put Dingledine down at third base now. All right, that's as far as he gets. Come on, Luke. Put the woe-nitis to it.
I agree. We got to get this guy. Track three. Ooh, yes, sir. Got him.
I think a little thought that was a little high right there, but he goes down looking, ends the inning.
We'll take it.
But in the inning, they pick up two runs on two hits. They strand a runner at third. We got 3.5 in the books. Indies now trail by 2, 3-1.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold a gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at calpharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Calp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
We're back here at the Battlegrounds. Indians now trail at 3-1. Grant Forkamp's going to lead it off. Curveball outside. One ball, one strike. On the Indian right fielder.
Grant with a stellar at bat his first time.
Yeah, that great at bat. Fouled her back. That's what he did before, about 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
Did a wonderful job. One ball, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Got it.
Chased a high one there, Pete.
Yes, he did. He helped him out there a little bit. Kay swinging. Out number one here in the bottom of the fourth. That brings Brody Hart to the plate. Brody hit a bullet left field, but left fielder made a nice play on it. One away. Take strike one.
Come on, White. Let's get something going here yet this inning. Come on.
Fives one time here. Ground ball. Shortstop. Digs it off the dirt. Fires over to first.
Nice
and
play.
Got him. 6-3. Nice play by the shortstop.
Yeah, he did a nice job. He had to charge that one, and he
did everything right.
Yep.
He got it before it hit the ground.
Textbook.
He let it hit the grass. It might have had a bad hopping. Got around him. Caden Hovind's coming to the plate. Base hit first time up.
One of the two hits for the
Indians got two hits. Come on, Tan. In the dirt.
Good night.
Ball one. 3-1. Right. Rough Riders, three runs, four hits, no errors. Indians, one run, two hits, one error. Ball high. 2-0. That's fine.
Yeah, the error wouldn't have mattered, you know. We had out there at second base. He scored anyway on that base hit.
Yeah.
But if he'd have got him out.
He got him out. He had him dead, too, I think.
Yeah.
Little better throw would have helped. Back's Caden now in the box. Pretty good curveball
there.
Yeah,
he was dancing in there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a little nervous about that curveball. But now he's got a battle. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the inning. Bottom of four.
Come on, 10.
Get started here. Good job. Bowed that thing off outside corner. Didn't like it. Got rid of it. Number 10. Fouled another one off. Nice job. Senior's going to graduate Sunday. Commencements.
Big party Sunday?
I think Caden's is next week.
I don't know. I think we've got one next week, too.
Ball outside.
Got to go to Jackie's boy, Marcus Hart. Can't believe that kid.
Can't believe Marcus is a senior.
Can't believe it.
Oh, my God. I'm 100. Ball inside.
Nice job,
Nice at bat. Nice at bat, Caden.
Yeah, I hoping that invite up, but I'm like, No.
I ain't going.
With a graduating junior high.
Yeah, he's out of junior high. I can't imagine. Number 19, Garrett Diller. Garrett Diller comes to the plate. The DH man. For the Indians. Swing and a miss. High heat.
Going up there getting his cuts.
Getting his cuts. Struck out swinging his first time up. Hopefully he learned something here and time him up. Swing and a miss. Go,
Come on,
Blue.
Come
on. Come on now.
I on it.
Got to have you here, Gary. Got to have you now. Get a big hit. Strike three. Key's looking on that one for the third out of the inning. Indians lead. One run on base. No runs, no hits. After four complete, Indians trail it 3-1.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by Fowler Mechanical in Fort Recovery. With more than 20 years of experience, they provide heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services throughout the area. You can reach them at 419-375-2410 or learn more at fowlermechanical.com. Thanks to Fowler Mechanical for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's sports coverage on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage, and harvesting equipment. You'll find
Yeah, we're back, feed, getting ready for the top of the fifth inning.
Top of five. We got
2, 3, 4. Hal, Gross, and Rupert, first three batters.
Let's keep them where they're at here.
Yeah,
let's
we got to keep the old.
See if we can't get us a few runs here.
That one's hit pretty well.
Good.
Reese on his horses, and Hayden's on
Hayden
his.
Says
and
I
Hayden
got
said,
it.
Hey, you don't have to run so fast. I got her.
I got her.
Nice one play out there by nice Hayden Severing. F7, out
four
one.
Camp. Hadn't been bad.
No, I've been happy with him.
Yeah.
You know, that first inning, he walked a guy, thumped a
hit
couple.
Hit a couple guys.
Only gave up one.
Gave him a run.
One out the third base.
Battler than he's
Gross.
He's battled.
He's battled. Made him hit it.
Casey Gross, the batter now. First pitch outside. Ball one. Mm-hmm. Kim, if you're listening, me and Harold are going to head uptown for a couple beers after the game.
We'll be ready to do that babysitting when I get home.
He said he'll be home around 10:30, 11.
10:30. Kids are still there. I'll put him to bed. Oh, shoot.
God, lover. That one's a little low.
Little low.
Ball three.
Three and oh.
Got to throw a strike here, Sevens. Then he does.
There you go.
Listen to me.
Now he might. He might be swinging here.
He's swinging.
Fowler back. Had a boy.
Take her out in the old parking lot. White truck damage? Nope.
Nope.
No harm done in the parking lot.
Nope. Win the battle here. Come on, Luke.
Be a great comeback. Down 3-0.
Yep, 3-0.
Take care of biz right here. Got him.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that looked like he was going to pull the trigger.
So a free pass down to first base goes Casey Gross. Walk number two. That's the first kid he walked since the first batter of the game.
Yep.
Brings up Preston Rupert.
Number 19, Preston Rupert.
Rupert struck out looking his last time up. Takes that one high over his head for ball one. I don't know. Luke might be getting a little war here.
Could be in
the fifth. I don't know.
They're very possible.
Can't mess around and load the bases up.
No.
Then try to bring in a pitcher. That ain't right.
Ah,
that one
way
is
foul.
Way foul. He didn't even look. He like, whatever.
Took one step and said, I ain't getting that.
How old's the grandson now?
He is going to, he just turned one.
Is he one already?
Last week, yeah.
There goes the runner. Brody comes up with it. Fires down. Good throw. And he's in there.
No chance getting him.
Fourth stolen base by the Rough Riders. But that's runner in scoring position now for Rupert, who's ahead in the count. Two balls and a strike. Big gap out there between Grant Fortkamp and Reese Rundle. There's a line drive. Fair down the third baseline. He's going to round in third, and he's going to drive that run in. So a nice piece of hitting by Preston Rupert.
Another base hit.
Brings in the guy that walks. He walks, he steals, and he scores. I think that's it. Yep, Luke's going to come out. Looks like Caden Homan's going to come in. I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll let Caden Homan warm up on the mound. I think he's going to be the pitcher that's going to hit the bump. So we'll give him a chance to get loose. Indians trail 4-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Runner at first base. We'll be back.
Support for the Tribe 1-3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3, is supported by the Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to the Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians!
All right, well, Coach Hunt gave us the old switcheroo there. He brought Dylan Klinke in to pitch. He moved Caden over to third, and then Big Luke goes down to first base. Luke's responsible for the run at first base yet. He's given up four runs so far in this ballgame. Now Klinke steps off. We got to stay right there. We got three more bats at him
here.
Yeah,
we can't give him any more.
I don't want any more runs on the board for the Blues. Swing, and that's fouled back to the screen. Dylan going to have to be ready here when it comes tournament time. We're going to need that young man's arm.
We're going to need that left arm of his.
Yeah, we're going to need that lefty. And Caden's going to have to be ready. Luke going to have to be ready. All those pitchers ready to go. Nice curveball right there. Swing and a miss.
Yep.
Dylan out front. No balls, two strikes. The Indians need one of them 1-6-3 double plays.
Yeah.
There's a ground ball foul down the third baseline. I got two full waters. I can't drink any more water. Tank's full.
Tank is full.
Come on, Dylan, take care of him. Swinging a miss. Got him on some high cheese right there. So the minor then goes down swinging. Out number two. Strikeout number five for the Indian pitchers.
With two outs, the catcher number eight, Luke Rammel.
That brings Luke Rammel to the plate. Rammel is 0-1. He struck out swinging his first time up and had a perfect sacrifice bunt his next time up.
Two down. Let's get out of this.
Good pitch. Nice pitch right there. Dylan looking sharp here so far right
Looks
now.
Looks pretty good so far. I like it.
Not in front of his batters.
Ooh.
What's wrong with that?
That had to be pretty close.
Just a little outside, maybe.
Yep.
One offering coming at you.
Whoa.
Curveball.
Curveball way out of his hand. That one wasn't getting anybody.
It's a boomeranger.
Yep.
Now the batter's in front, 2-1. He swings at that one, fouls it over the
two strike.
Visitors dugout for strike two. Man, we got Deuces Wild up there on the old board.
We do. Let's get it over here. Let's get the third out.
One run across the plate so far in this inning. On a RBI single by Preston Rupert. He finds himself down there at second base, or first base. Curveball comes in.
Got him. Attaboy, Dylan.
Nice job right there, Dylan Klinke. We got 4.5 in the books. They get one run. They strand one. But Indians now trail by 3 biggins.
Yep.
And Big Fee's got to get her going.
Get this inning. Let's go.
We'll be back right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are your local source for GE and Hotpoint appliances and Radio Shack electronics. They've been helping folks in the area with appliance service and support for 85 years. You can find more at Stroll Appliance or give them a call at 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe.
We're back here at Lefevre Complex. Indians trail at 4-1. Going into the bottom of the fourth. We got 3 more at bats. Bottom
score.
Of the fifth, I mean.
We got Delphi St. John's 4, Coldwater 1.
Ooh. Say, Henry's going to sneak back in there and get a part of that, Mac.
Leading off for the Indians, the left fielder, number 7, Hayden.
Hayden Seifert's going to lead off for the Indians. Here in the bottom 5. We got 3 more swings at him here, boys. Let's get about 4 innings.
Need around
four
here.
Runs here.
Yeah, we need a crooked number
for
crooked
you, number one time. St. Mary's pitcher been there the whole time.
Yeah, young man's been out there doing his thing. Reese Howell.
Reese Howell's been pitcher. Pretty good.
Good eye right there by 7.
1-1. Bottom of 5. Indians needing some runs. Ground ball to 3rd. Oh, those candy hops are killing us.
Ooh. Ooh.
Just about pulled him off, but he stayed there.
Good job by the first baseman.
It's a big stretch. Hayden's out 5-3. Back to the top of the order, Reese Wendell. Reese got our only run with a big old home run. It's last time up.
The center fielder, number 99, Reese Wendell.
It would have been nice to get old Hayden on right there.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah.
He's having a clobber on. Strike one. Come on, Reese. Get us started here. Strike two called. Reese back in the hole now a little bit, 0-2. I'll bow his way out here. Ball out. 1-2. 1 away here. Bottom of 5. Indians trail 4-1. Ball in the dirt. Evens account. 2-2.
Trying to get him to chase some. He's got a pretty good eye on him.
Yeah. Reese ain't, he's not going to go for that. Give me a good pitcher. I ain't swinging. Ball up. Full count. This young man's thrown quite a few pitches.
He has thrown a lot of pitches. Only giving up a couple hits.
Ball high. We got a runner. Good job, Reese. Good at bat.
A little disappointed in himself right there. He was ahead of the leadoff guy. No balls, two strikes. And
four straight back.
Four straight, yeah.
Colson Post comes to the plate for the Indians.
Oh, Posty, you're due here, kid.
Posty is due. Looking for his first one. Popped out to the third baseman and then flied out to the first baseman. First baseman made a heck of a catch on him. Foul back. No balls and a strike. Got a huge lead. Throw down.
Got him.
He is out. Yep. Not sure why he's stealing when we're down by three.
Yeah, we need three runs. He had a big jump. I will give him that, but that was one cannon of an arm right there.
Yeah, we found out the kid does have an arm. Good one, too. Second out of the inning. Colson got to go with two here. No balls, two strikes, two away. Ground ball, foul down the first baseline. Two away here, bottom of five. Innings trail by three.
Yeah, I didn't think that catcher was going to have a prayer.
Swing and a miss. Nope, got a piece of it. Kind of a weird one there. Just kind of rolled over.
Yeah.
Went off a catcher's glove, I guess. Come on, one. Get us going. But two guys behind you can hit home runs. Strike out swinging. In the inning, they get no runs on no hits. Nobody left on base. After five complete, Indians trail 4-1.
I'm Gavin Clay here from the Jay County Business Capstone to tell you something you won't want to miss. Get ready for the Arch Bridge Festival happening on May 16th from 1 to 5 p.m. This event will take place around the Jay County Courthouse, and there's going to be something for everyone. It's going to be packed with craft and food vendors, food trucks, kids' crafts, and the Arch Bridge Cruisers Car Show. Bring your friends, bring your family, and come support our local vendors. Again, it's the Arch Bridge Festival on May 16th from 1 to 5 around the Jay County Courthouse. We hope to see you there.
It's back. Summer basketball at the Fort. Starting in June, there will be open court play at Fort Site Park every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 9 to 10:15. Come on the days you can make it, and you don't have to play every day. This is open to kids from 4th to 8th grades, and there's no charge to play. You'll need to sign up ahead of time at KarenSmithMeyring@yahoo.com, and you'll need your mom and dad's names and phone numbers, the student's name and grade level, and other important information. Snacks will be provided, but you'll need to provide your own water. Girls are welcome to play, and if enough girls sign up, they'll set up a separate day for them. This was a very popular activity the last several years, and it just keeps growing. Don't get left out. Summer basketball at the Fort, Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. starting in June. Register ahead of time at KarenSmithMeyring@yahoo.com.
All right, we're back here at Fort Recovery getting ready for the top of the sixth inning. Indians trail by 3-4-1 here. And Indians just struggling getting on top of that kid. And he's pitching a good ball game. We got to get him out of there. But they do have somebody heading down to warm up.
Yeah, I would think he's at a lot of pitches.
There are a lot of pitches.
What it is, there's a number, 120 maybe. You're not allowed to throw any more than that.
First pitch in there from Dylan Klinke. He's a strike. That one's inside in the dirt. Evens the count at once. Looks like number 19 going down there to warm up.
Warm up.
Let's see who we got there.
That would be Preston Rupert.
Preston Rupert. There is a ground ball over to Gark. Gark scoops, fires. Beautiful play right there. Out number one, 6-3.
The first out.
Jackson Green goes down. And that brings up Blake Dingledine.
Dingledine's got a couple hits.
Yeah, he's 2-for-2. This ball game got an RBI.
Blake Dingledine.
Doing everything you want out of your 8-hole hitter.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been pretty darn good.
Six first pitch and swings at that baby. A little high cheese and couldn't catch up with it.
Couldn't catch that one.
Harrison and Lucy went golfing tonight.
Did they?
Whatever the outs.
I passed Lucy coming up here. She was heading towards Harrison's, I'd say.
She picked him up. I think it's her maiden voyage this year. Whew, curveball right there. That is such a pretty one.
That is a pretty ball.
That thing is just
nasty breakdown.
4 feet outside. As a hitter, you're like, no.
Yep, here it comes. He's got that curveball working. He's a very good pitcher.
Oh, he's deadly. He is deadly with that one. Two KLs so far. Three of the four outs that he's gotten has been the strikeouts. Here comes an easy one to Garks. Scoops and fires a rocket over to Luke. Luke makes an unbelievable scoop. Three up, three down for Dylan. Now, let's get the bats out. Come on.
Bats out, White.
Let's go. We got two more chances. We're down three.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
We're back here at the Battlegrounds. Indians trail it by three. Bottom of six. We only got two swings left. Let's go now.
Definitely need one or two here.
Big Luke Fourcamp's going to lead off for us. Ball low. Young man still pitching.
Yep, Casey Gross back out there for his sixth inning of work.
There's a strike. Evens got one ball, one strike.
Come on, Sevens. Swing the bat here. Two hits ain't enough.
We got to go.
We're better than that. Let's go.
Strike. Curveball got him there.
Yeah, he wanted to pull the trigger on that.
Yep.
He knew it was going to bend.
One ball, two strikes. In the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Swinging a miss. Huge swing.
Way out in front.
Got way out in front of that one. K.E. swinging for the first out. That brings Alex Garkey to the plate.
First out, number 44, Alex Garkey.
Right, Fourcamp on deck.
Third time that guy out there in his lawnmower's going down Sharpsburg Road. He's went that way. He's come back. Now he's going again.
Going back out for more. There's a strike one. Casey Gross throwing strikes.
Having a good inning right now.
He's got a nice little cushion there, three runs.
Come on, Force.
We got to get somebody on here.
Yeah, let's get somebody on base here.
We got one run in the third on a home run by Reese Wendell, and that has been it. This one's popped straight up. Hopefully it'll go foul here.
It's the screen. Comes back
in. Screen, yep. Got new life here, Garks.
Fours.
I'm assuming our first tournament game's at home, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The 27th?
Yeah, I was looking at this, and we play the winner of Houston, who's the 13th seed, against New North Lewisburg Triad, who's the 11th seed.
Yeah, you're going to sit down there, Garks.
We saw it from here.
Sure looked pretty good up here. Two down.
Indians the number Grand one Kent seed here up. In this.
We're number one?
We're the number one seed. St. Bernard Elmwood Place is the number two seed. Cincinnati Country Day, number three. So if we win our first game, we're in a district championship.
Yep.
Which would take us to a regional. In the Southwest, two would be a regional semifinal.
Yeah, that's probably, is that it, Newton? I wonder. Remember, that's where we went last year.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Ground ball, ooh, off the foot there, Grant. That hurt. One ball, two strikes. Two outs here in the inning. Bottom of six. Indian need runners.
Yeah, looking a little just flat here. I mean, a little flat. And you got to give it. You got to give that to the Gross Boy out there, keeping him off there. Yeah.
Keeping him off balance. Swing at the high cheese, and he struck out the side. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. After six complete, we are trailing 4-1.
Support for the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, comes from B&D Contracting Incorporated, serving the region for over 30 years. B&D Contracting specializes in custom-built homes, along with remodeling, commercial and agricultural construction, and Sunward steel frame buildings. They focus on providing current building products and modern installation methods for each project. More information is available at bdcontractinginc.com or by calling 419-375-4855 or 419-234-2976. We thank B&D Contracting for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, the Tribe 107.3 FM. Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP comes from Meddler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Meddler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or meddlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Meddler's Furniture for supporting our baseball broadcasts on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the seventh inning. And Dylan Klinke back out there on the mound. Indians trail by three. We got to keep them exactly where we are right now.
Yep, I agree.
First pitch comes in there high for ball one. Dylan Fink, your batter. Leadoff guy coming up for his fourth time. Walked his first time up. Came around to score in the first inning. Grounded out to the third baseman. Then he struck out looking his last time up. Four runs on five hits. And that one swung on and fouled. Back to the screen. Makes it 1-2. comes the pitch.
Ooh, got him.
Dylan on top of his game right now.
Yeah,
folks.
He's pitching pretty well.
Wow. That is his third strikeout looking. That curveball is nasty.
Nasty curves.
Eight strikeouts now for the Indian pitchers. Four for Dylan.
With one out, the pitcher number four, Reese Howe.
That brings up Reese Howe, pitcher on record here for the Rough Riders, doing a fantastic job.
He's been pretty good.
He 1-for-3 in this ball game so far. That one's high, ball two.
Bring her down, little Dylan.
Good pitch right there. Comes in there, makes it two balls and a strike. One away here, top of the seventh.
Good pitch.
Nice one right there, makes it two balls, two strikes.
Full count.
Come on now.
No free ones. Dylan, come on, baby.
Comes the pitch. Reached out, popped him over out of the old dugout.
Out.
Out of play. Reese Howe, the batter. Reese 1-for-2 so far in this ball game. 1-for-3. Swing and a miss.
Got
right
him.
There. Got him. Back-to-back K-Burgers.
Nicely done by Dylan Klinke.
Yeah. Strikeout number 9. That brings up Casey Gross. Casey reached on a base on balls in the fifth inning. Come around to score.
Third baseman number 5, Casey Gross.
Preston Rupert on deck. Keep the old bases empty here, Dylan. Curveball stays well
high. Keep on top of her.
There is a ground ball down to Caden Homan. Caden scoops it up, fires over to Luke, and that's out number 3. Three up, three down. Nice job by Dylan Klinke. Great relief job.
Good relief job by him.
All right, Indians down to their final three outs.
Need some runs.
Trail 4-1. We'll be back.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle coverage on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRC-LP, is made possible by Top Wrench in Fort Recovery. From routine maintenance to engine work, brakes, and diagnostics, Top Wrench keeps your vehicle running smoothly. You'll find them at 110 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery, or reach them at 419-375-4617. Thanks to Top Wrench for supporting local athletics and powering community radio on the Tribe 107.3, a nonprofit station.
The Tribe 107.3 is supported by Wangler Ace Hardware, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Family-owned for 5 generations, Wangler Ace Hardware provides a wide range of hardware, plumbing supplies, Milwaukee tools, Traeger grills, and custom paint. More information is available at 419-375-1084 or online at wanglerhardware.com.
Thank you, Wangler Ace Hardware, for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
All right, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Last chance for the Indians. We need 3 to tie.
Leading off for the Indians, the catcher, number 55, Brody.
It's going to be Brody Hart, Caden Homan, and Garrett Diller.
Come on, Brody.
Hitters.
Come on, kid.
He's hit her both times. Shortstop made a great play on him, and left fielder made a great play on him.
Man, if we can get him on here, you never know.
Get him started, yep.
Yep, get something going.
We just haven't put that kid in at the stretch very many times. He's been pretty dang good from the windup.
Yeah, I think he wants this W now.
Yep. He's going to hang in there and try to win it. Come on, Five Fives. Brody's going to try to get on here and get us started. Ball high. Two balls and one strike on the Indian catcher. Here in the bottom of seven.
This young man's got to be getting tired.
I would think. Hit the ball well, but right at the center fielder. Fly out number one. One away. That brings Caden Holman to the plate. Kane's got a hit and a walk. He's one for one on the night.
Well, Caden, get him on here.
Got to get started.
Let's get two guys on. Get the tying run to the plate.
Yep. We need a couple hits. A couple hits would get us back to the top. Takes a strike. Come on, Tan. Come on, Tan. Find a hole.
Yeah, get some grass. Let's go.
Swing and foul back. Two strikes. He's got to protect.
That was a curveball. Couldn't wait long enough.
No. No balls, two strikes, one away. Here in the bottom of the seventh. Ground ball deep in the hole. It's short. Shortstop's up with it. Fires. And got him.
Great play.
Great play by the shortstop. 6-3. Second out of the inning. And that brings Garrett Diller. Nope. Dylan Klinke.
Dylan Klinke going to bat.
The pitcher, number 24, Dylan Klinke.
Caden had a way back. It was a heck of a shortstop. Nice play by the shortstop.
Yeah.
He was deep in the hole.
Yes, he was deep in the hole and backhanded it.
First strike one.
Come on, Dylan.
Just got to go about three or four guys in a row. Base hits. We can do it. There's a shot in the gap. Getting the gap. Nope. It's going to hang up. Nice play by the center fielder to end the ball game. F8. No runs on no hits. Nobody left on base. Final from the fourth side. 4-1. Riders win it. We'll be right back here after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
All right, back here for a little post game. Not a whole lot to talk about.
Not a lot to talk about for the Indians.
Indians fall 4-1 to the St. Mary's Rough Riders. We go to 13-8 now, I think, on the year.
Yeah, I think something like that. Yep.
So
13-8.
We gotta switch things around here a little bit. Do something. Get some spirit back in these bats.
Oh, we can fire it up.
Hats off to the young man.
Reese Howe.
Yeah, Reese Howe that pitched tonight for the Rough Riders. For St. Mary's, four runs on five hits. They struck out nine times. They only reached on base on balls twice, and one was a leadoff guy.
Yep.
They had four stolen bases. They stranded five, did not commit any errors. They were thumped a couple of times. Hit the guys that got the base hits was Reese Howe had a hit. Preston Rupert had a hit in an RBI. Aiden Meinerding had a base hit.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Dingledine, the number eight hole hitter.
Double hit.
Yeah, he had two for three, had an RBI. And then the number nine hole, Caleb Rohrbach, he had a long sacrifice, scored a run, had an RBI. For the Indians, not a whole lot to talk about. We struck out nine times.
Struck
we only stranded three guys, Fee.
Yeah, not very good
many,
performance.
Did not get
didn't
many
hit the
guys
ball very
on.
Hard.
Nope. Obviously scored one run, only had two hits, one by Reese Wendell, which is a home run out in left field, and Caden Holman had a hit his first time up in the second inning. We walked four times. We never got hit. We only had one stolen base in this ball game.
No.
We had one error.
The young man didn't make many mistakes on the mound. He threw strikes and made us hit it.
Yeah, you gotta give credit where credit is due. And
struck out nine times.
St. Mary's come over and wanted to win a ball game, and you can just see they wanted it more tonight.
Yeah,
they definitely
wanted a little bit more than we did. And well, you know, tomorrow night's a big night for them, senior night. Hopefully we come out and we play a little better.
We don't know a heck of a lot of, other than Coldwater was trailing 4-1 or in the fifth inning.
Yeah.
So we don't know what's going on there, but we'll play Dolphins tomorrow night, senior night.
Could
we got 11
game.
Of them, and we'll talk about those seniors tomorrow night. Other than that, the girls got a game on Thursday.
Thursday
night.
Let's follow them. Let's go down there and follow them, and hopefully their first tournament game. They're playing pretty well right now.
Yeah, Indians girls. Tell you
it's
what,
hard to get it lightening up a little bit.
What an end of the season for them.
Yeah,
ended up 3-5 in the MAC, and I think they were 0-5, weren't they? At one time.
Yeah, I think they were.
Won their last three MAC games and playing pretty good. Beat the number one
ball.
Team in the state.
Yep, by God, Parkway.
Yeah,
great town.
So you know, you never know about these girls. They're starting to get things put together, and let's hope they make a great tournament.
Yep.
Run also.
Absolutely.
So for the Indians tonight, they fall 4-1. And I tell you what, for Benson, you brought bad luck tonight, my friend.
We didn't have much luck.
Ain't much he can do about it. Not me and Fee
luck.
And Spencey, we're going to sign off, send things back to the station.
We'll be back tomorrow night.
Senior night against Delphi St. John's. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!